Good morning. Good morning. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio, and this is the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM. My name is Catherine Davis, and I join you on Friday mornings at 10 a.m. right here at PRN.FM. I have been thinking a lot lately about the state of our world. And certainly if we look at everything that's going on, things seem to be quite dire. Things seem to be or appear to be very chaotic. But there is a very strong undercurrent of conscious people who are doing work behind the scenes. There are conscious people doing work through activism, showing up. There are people who are paying attention and responding to the various efforts that are being made to undermine the wellness of our world on behalf of various kinds of corporate structures, monetary structures, and other entities of power, I should say. They could be individual, they can be corporate, they can be the state. And so as a conscious person who is also very much focused on spirituality and what that really means in a practical way in our living world, I wanted to focus today and share with you some information as well as hopefully some information and inspiration. So we're going to be looking at the situation in Standing Rock, Dakota. The Standing Rock Native American Reservation is a Hunkpapa Lakota and Yuktonai Dakota Native American Reservation in North Dakota and South Dakota in the United States. And they have been working very diligently to preserve life. And they represent themselves as water protectors. Water is life for the Standing Rock Sioux and for every American. Clean water is essential to our health and well-being. The tribe is a sovereign nation and has every right to protect the health and safety of its members, as well as the lands and waters vital to its culture and heritage. If constructed as planned beneath the riverbed near the reservation, the Dakota Access Pipeline could pose a threat to the river and the tribe's clean water supplies. It's concerning that the pipeline was originally slated to run through an area near Bismarck, but was relocated near the tribe's reservation when residents of the state capital raised concerns about the safety of their drinking water. The tribe's concerns about drinking water safety should be equally considered. Major oil spills in rivers, including the Yellowstone and Kalamazoo, in recent years raised serious questions about pipeline safety. The Osedi Sakowin Camp represents a first-of-its-kind historic gathering of indigenous nations. The most recent such assembly of tribes occurred when the Great Sioux Nation gathered before the battle at the Little Bighorn. The Standing Rock Sioux tribe supports the peaceful and prayerful message of the Osedi Sakowin leaders and desires to assist with options for their camp before winter sets in. The on-reservation camp will allow the tribe to explore and pursue considerations for a camp and longer-term ways to meet the needs of the community that is 100% off the grid, featuring solar and wind power generation. So they're looking at alternative ways to provide their own power, and they are seeking to protect the water for themselves and for everyone. So we're going to go now to listen to a video called The Battle at Standing Rock, And it will give us a little bit of background on what this situation has entailed.
The Mother Earth is Unchimaka, the grandmother of everything. And the water is her blood. And to this blood we live.
We've been here for thousands of years. We have always been citizens of these lands.
But whenever there's a resource that needs to be exploited, our lands just kept getting taken. We didn't have say. And that has been inflicted on our people for over 200 years.
Native Americans have some of the highest rates of poverty, dropout rates, suicide rates, being victims to police aggression and violence.
We have continued collectively to be abused. And I think people are tired of being treated like third-class citizens.
We don't have any place else to go. These are our only remaining homelands. We have to protect them. Enough's enough.
Since 2006, there's been a rush of companies coming into the state of North Dakota to develop oil. But here at Standing Rock, we have a resolution that goes back all the way to 2007 that says we don't want any pipelines to cross our ancestral lands. But yet, in 2014, they're starting to steamroll the Dakota Access Pipeline through, threatening our water.
The original route went near Bismarck, a community that's 90% white, and they decided to not take that route because they don't want to have the pipeline near their water. And then you have us saying the same thing, but we didn't matter.
My son's buried on top of the hills here. And I said, who would build a pipeline next to my son's grave? Who would do that? And so I told Dakota Access, remember me, remember my face. I will be standing there. I wasn't an activist or any of these things. I'm a mom. I didn't know what to do. So I made a video on Facebook in my hotel room, and I asked people to come.
The battle has just begun. I will stand to protect the water and the land. I'm asking each of you to come stand with us.
People started coming. The camp here started exploding with people. And I thought in my heart, we're going to win this.
This is a historic moment in time. First time ever in the United States where over 300 tribes have congregated and said they'll stand in solidarity and unite with prayer. That is something that is beautiful.
Really awful things happen to different tribes, and it's so deeply spiritually wounding that I think when people see it happen to other tribes, our spirit is called to act because it happened to us too.
It was the morning of September 3rd. They called me and said, LaDonna, the bulldozer is going through the sacred site.
You guys are criminals! We are not leaving!
And people were crying and hollering, and all these nations were standing together. Then the man pepper sprayed people, and there was a woman singing that dog on people.
Come on,
the dog has blood in its nose and its mouth.
Look at this. It's there.
One man threw one of the protesters down.
The worst crime that was committed by the demonstrators was locking themselves on a piece of equipment. But the individuals who released guard dogs on demonstrators, they didn't get charged with anything. Last time I checked, it was 135 arrests that were made. We have a state of emergency by the governor. We have National Guard called in. So you have to step back and say, well, what really is going on here?
What we see is we have militarized the energy industry with a governor who believes that you can treat Indian people poorly. 3 years ago, a woman froze to death on the Standing Rock Reservation because she couldn't pay her heating bill. And now you're planning a $3.9 billion pipeline that will help nobody but oil companies. It's really infrastructure for oil companies and not for people.
they're realizing billions of dollars in revenue. But if you look at the top 10 poorest counties in this nation, two of them are on Standing Rock. We're not opposed to economic development. We're not opposed to energy independence, but we're tired of paying for it.
When we talk about our defense for land and water, some of us will be arrested.
The bloodline that I come from, Chief Sitting Bull, Crazy Horse, it's a line of warriors and chiefs. So to uphold that tradition and that honor is something that I see now that I gotta do. It's everybody at this camp versus a governor, chief of police, the energy and oil companies. We have to make sure that this black snake is killed. We have to look within our heart to figure out how far are we willing to go. I was arrested, but how do you want to do it? What is your gift? What is your talent? What is your spirit telling you that you want to do?
Most of my adult life, I have battled fossil fuel companies. And I dreamed that we should ride to the oil source. So we rode our horses 3 days to face our enemy and say, we're here. And we're not going to let you do this. When our ancestors went into battle, we didn't know what the consequences were going to be. All we knew is that if we did nothing, things would not go well for our children. Don't operate out of fear. Operate out of hope. Because with hope, everything is possible. I was very proud to ride with all those riders. We went to the monster. We faced the monster. You know, I may not be able to stop them from laying pipe because it is already laid, but they have no oil in it. So I'll pray that that oil will never go.
The only thing that keeps me going is prayer. And I have to have faith that my prayers are being heard because there's a company that's saying, we're gonna build this no matter what. And they'll say this pipeline will never break. It's gonna break. And who's gonna pay the cost?
Native people, we are like pieces of people. We all have this trauma. I used to tell people when I was young, they would say, and what do you Indians want? The right to be left alone to live. Now I don't see that as an option. Now we must do our best to live and show the rest of the world how to live.
And that was the video, The Battle at Standing Rock. And it's by Lucien Reed and Divided Films. And it features members of the Standing Rock Sioux tribe and their allies who have been protesting the 1,100-mile Dakota Access Pipeline for months. The pipeline could both threaten their water source and destroy sacred sites. Whenever there's a resource that needs to be exploited, our lands just keep getting taken, says one member of the tribe in this documentary, Mini Wakoni, the stand at Standing Rock. Another adds, we don't have any place else to go. These are our only remaining homelands. We have to protect them. Enough is enough. And this film is directed by Lucien Reed of the America Divided series, and it's funded by the Kellogg Foundation. The author of this post, which I found, is Nadine Ajaka, and you could actually find this video at theatlantic.com. theatlantic.com. And one of the things that strikes me very much about this film is that it speaks about the spirituality and the prayer and the peace that is being brought forth as an alternative to the level of viciousness that's been coming from these militarized policing forces. And even though they have faced a great deal of violence, water cannons, pepper sprays, these sound machines that basically just pump loud noises into their camp. So they are facing all of this with a peaceful countenance. And I think that it's an important message for all of us, because there really is very little that we can do other than come together with the forces of our own energy, with the force of our own spirituality, with our activism, and standing up to the injustices of this situation and many of the other situations that we face in the world today. And I really think of this as a way of our understanding spirituality, is to really go deep inside and find that which we are motivated towards to change. Where do we want to bring our activities and our actions? How do we want to direct our intention and our prayers? And this is something that isn't usually understood in the activist community, because it's much more of a practical sensibility in terms of protesting and this kind of thing. But when we go deeper than what we're doing in the world to who we are as beings, we bring a certain power that is very inspiring and that can cause change and how people view it. It can inspire people to come together and to stand together. As in this situation, at the battle at Standing Rock, there are people of all races, all denominations, standing with the indigenous peoples who are of the land in that region of North and South Dakota. So I find that we each, either in this case of Standing Rock, or in whatever way we're motivated to move and to engage the world as we enter this very challenging phase, I think it's very important that we learn from these indigenous people, the indigenous elders, that we have a spiritual power that has a defining influence on what takes place in our world. It's not for us to stay at home and do nothing and say nothing. We can engage politically and we can engage spiritually, combining both of these tools as a method for transforming the situations that we are in. And just to inspire towards that end, I'm going to play some music for you during this program as well. In our second segment, we're going to do a meditation to collectively bring that heart energy and in that unity, expand that energy into this situation at Standing Rock and to have an impact on the hearts of others wherever they might stand on this issue. But first, we're going to hear from Sarah Thompson, and she is a beautiful folk country artist who has very, very conscious music. And we're going to hear Precious Water. It's from her CD, Somewhere to Begin.
You don't want your sulfide mind. 20 years here, then you leave it behind. We don't want your acid brine seeping in the river, noxious wine. Short-term job creation, long-term devastation. Don't want your pollution crime. We don't want your mind. 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 We don't want your company wish. Pretty plants served on a copper dish. What do we have when you finish? messed up rice and poison fish, pocket profit and you're gone first class. We get a toxic drinking glass. Bottom line's a dollar sign. We don't want your mind. 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 Rain falls on the ground, groundwater flowing down. Simple lesson, science fair. Water goes back in the air. Put in the water what you made. You breathe it in some other day. Drinking a well, wish and dream. Precious water, precious water. Living stream. We don't want your careless plan creeping in this forest land. Clean water we demand. We don't want your helping hand. Your economic contribution. Don't want your noise pollution in our ancient past. We don't want your mind. 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 Rain falls on the ground, groundwater flowing down. Simple lesson, science fair. Water goes back in the air. Put in the water what you made. You breathe it in some other day. Drinking a well, wish and dream. Precious water, precious water. Living stream. We don't want your sulfide mine. 20 years here, then you leave it behind. We don't want your acid brine, seeping in the river's noxious wine. Short-term job creation, long-term devastation. Don't want your pollution crime. We don't want your mind. 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 Precious water. Precious water. Precious water, precious water, living stream.
And that was Sarah Thompson, and the name of the song is Precious Water. And the song itself comes out of the mining industry, particularly in the Appalachian regions of our country. But it's the same thing again and again, where we find that with regard to people who are poorer, with regard to people who are of color, whether be that the people who are struggling with the poisoning of water in Michigan, the people in the Appalachian region who are having their waters polluted by mining. The same is happening in the rainforest, Ecuadorian rainforest, where the industries of mining and tree cutting and are poisoning the waters for people, indigenous people all over the globe. But this is an issue that affects all of us, because water is the precious gift of life. And I thought that this was a very inspiring piece to make us realize that we can stand up in so many ways to work against and to transform these issues. So when I also want to remind you that we did listen to this beautiful film, The Battle at Standing Rock, and I think that that was pretty cool, and it really gave us a little bit of a background on what's happening. But when I look at this, what's happening is twofold. Yes, once again, we have the corporate greed and the multinational industries and the various corporate industries and individuals exploiting people and exploiting the land. That's an old story. But the important thing for me in the situation of the battle at Standing Rock is how people are coming together. And over the last few days, things have had some positive developments. The process has been stopped, and the company has been requested to do an environmental impact study, which, if done in a legal fashion, will make it very clear the dangers to Earth and to life that this particular pipeline is going to present. So that's a beautiful thing. There have also been gatherings and protests around the country in front of the Corps of Engineers, in front of various state houses, in which people are coming together in a more expanded way to look at what's happening, to stand up against what's happening, and to demand change. Now, I think it's really important for us also to understand that this particular pipeline has the investment of our president-elect Donald Trump. He has a lot of money invested in this pipeline, so it's very likely that he is going to push for its completion because he has that self-interest in the completion of the pipeline. The pipeline is also funded by the Koch brothers, who have spent a great, great deal of energy in dismantling the voter election process and in supporting the election of candidates who representatives into Congress, the Senate and the Congress, who are going to protect their interests. So there's really so much for us to begin to pay attention to and come together to work towards standing up and demanding our rights, protecting the water, the air, and the land, because this is not just an issue for the indigenous people, for the nations that are in the region. This is of interest to all of us as human beings. And it isn't enough to just sit back and listen and say, oh, wow, that's really too bad. We have to begin to take steps for change, engage in ways that are demonstrating unity and peace. In that unity towards change. It means writing to our representatives and making sure that they understand that the people whom they represent expect them to begin to act in accordance with whom they truly represent. And we have to work towards changing these finance campaigning laws that make all of this possible, have made all of this possible. There's so much for us to do. And I know I'm in a way speaking to the converted. If you're listening to the Progressive Radio Network, then you are engaged in this activity. When we come back after the break, however, we're going to be talking about the other side of this engagement, which is really taking advantage of our spiritual power by bringing that energy of unity together and allowing it to nourish each of us individually as we move forward to change the world, but also to begin to direct that energy to actually go into the lands, into the waters, into the air, to work towards the healing of our world, the physical world, and to go into the hearts of those who have no idea how much they've compromised their humanity by virtue of supporting these economic exploitation of both our land and our being state. So stay tuned. We're going to take a break and hear a few announcements, then we'll be back with a meditation.
This is PRN, the Progressive Radio Network.
Hello, everyone. I'm Bhavani Jaroff, natural food chef and owner of IE Green, a company dedicated to connecting the dots between the foods we eat, how they are grown, how they impact our environment, and how they affect our health. We celebrate the pleasures around the table and work to build a sustainable food movement of like-minded people. I'd like to invite you to join my show, IE Green with Bhavani, every Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, where I share my recipe of the week, discuss food and environmental policies that affect us all, and interview a leader in the fields of food, health, or the environment. Together, we can work to build a sustainable food movement, one bite at a time. Remember, my show is every Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I hope you can join us.
Hi, I'm David Crowe, host of The Infectious Myth that airs at 2 p.m. U.S. Eastern Time here on PRN. I use data to deconstruct the myths that infect the modern world. Myths within health and medicine, other areas of science, the justice system, society, media, censorship, and politics. Join me for challenging interviews and discussions. Listen live, as a podcast, or by dialing 701-719-0990. Thanks for listening.
And welcome back. Welcome back. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio over the Progressive Radio Network. I'm Catherine Davis. And today we have been focusing on the battle at Standing Rock and sharing the story of the Water Protectors, who are a unified group of indigenous peoples from around the country, actually, and other like-minded people who have been gathering there with them in support of this effort to protect the water and to stop the Dakota Access Pipeline. It has been a month-long effort to bring it to a halt, and there has been incremental progress, but we don't know for sure how it will all turn out. But one thing I do know is that there is a very strong presence in our country, in our world, for changing the course, for deciding that we can get off the enslaving and exploitive mechanisms that are inherent in fossil fuel consumption, and that we can begin to find ways to build energy and also to protect the world and protect our lives. So I wanted to invite you to join me in a meditation in which we can personally make that connection, acknowledge the sacred nature of ourselves and our world, and bring this energy of unity, sacredness, and peace into the world itself and allow that energy to have move with a force of divine power. So to begin, I would ask you to just take a moment to align yourself, uplift your spine, allow your feet to rest on the floor, and relax your body. Take a few breaths and relax into your neck and shoulders, relax through your arms. Take another breath and relax into your chest, relaxing your back and relaxing your front. Relax your hips. Take another breath and relax down through your legs. And just begin to focus for a moment on your breath, allowing your breath to flow calmly into your body and to flow calmly again out of your body. And as you are breathing, allow your awareness to feel the inhaled breath. And literally be aware of every moment of that inhale. And then allow yourself to be aware of that pause, that brief pause before you exhale. And then bring your awareness into the exhaled breath. And you'll feel a brief pause as you transition to the next inhaled breath. And as you are allowing your awareness to flow into that breath, that gentle inhale, a slight pause, a gentle exhale, a slight pause. And you begin to feel that rhythm. You can liken that rhythm to the same rhythm of the Earth's waters, of a gentle wave moving in towards the beach, pausing and moving out again into its core. And as we are likening our breath to the waves of our oceans, we begin to realize that this water is flowing within us. The heart is pumping and the blood is flowing. The flowing of the blood is bringing oxygen into our cells. So as you continue to breathe for a few moments, allow yourself to feel and connect with that precious liquid that's flowing through your own body. And how similar we are as living beings to the earth, that as the waters flow through the earth, circulating nutrition through the earth, and the waters rising into the sky, and then coming down again as rain. And just allow for your breath to visualize this beautiful cycle of life. The flowing of water, the flowing of breath, the flowing of nutrients, the flowing of life. And as we make this connection and feel into the essence of life as it's given to us through water, allow your awareness to sink deep into that water. It's like looking down into a deep well, looking down into the towards the ocean floor, to the riverbed floor, and just allow your awareness to go deep into that stillness of water. And allow yourself to bathe in the sacredness of water. And as you feel that sacredness, allow that sacredness to flow from the waters of life into your own heart, and allow your heart to open with each breath, flowing deep into your heart space. It's the same as flowing your awareness into that well, into the bottom of the ocean. As we flow into our own heart, we can feel that sacredness, that interconnectivity, that unity of us all coming together, uniting in that sacred peace of the deep waters of life. And allowing that water to flow out with your breath, bathing into the cells of your body. And with your next out-breath, allow the water to bathe into the emotions. And with another out-breath, draw upon the deep waters to bathe through your mind. And as the energy of deep, peaceful water bathes your body, it begins to transform, allowing you to flow and become unified, allowing the energy of your peace and your heart flow beyond the boundaries of your body and reach out to each other, allowing our waters to mingle in the spirit of unity, in the spirit of blessings. And moving from your space and time, flowing out, joining each other in a greater space and time, so that the whole of the planet is covered with the deep waters of peace and unity. And let's collectively bring that energy down like a gentle rain into the earth, seeping in to heal and nourish the land, the forests, and allow that deep healing energy of sacred water to flow into the rivers and streams, transmuting the poisons and toxins, allowing them to eliminate from those streams, from those rivers. And with our intention and sacred love of the planet, guide that energy of sacred healing water into the oceans, allowing that sacred energy to flow through the currents. And then once again, we can lift with the sacred waters as it rises into the sky, purifying the air, infusing the air with the sacredness of water and peace and unity. And then as that water again circulates down through the clouds, bathing into the earth to wash away the old energies. And as we cleanse ourselves, our planet, and our waters, our air, our lands, let's take a moment and focus this healing energy into the hearts, into the spirit of those who are yet to realize that they're also a part of the sacred circle, and they too can stand down, lay down their weapons, stop their trucks, stop the pipelines, stop the mining, allowing people to understand the sacredness of unity and peace, and encouraging them to searching, finding, awakening to their own divine self and purpose. And let's allow our sacred waters to wash through all the hearts in the world that have been hardened, that have come to be selfish or fearful. And to let those energies wash away, dissolve, dissipate, and be replaced with the sacred flow of water. And then we'll just continue breathing, allowing that energy to flow, and allow yourself to move into your own heart, into your own heart song. And by this, allow yourself to be called by the inspiration of your source, divine source, your individual way of being and contributing into the world. We all come with medicine. We all come into the world with a gift to offer. We all come with a blessing to share and convey upon others. But most importantly, let's move into that space as a space of self-healing, self-healing, self-caring, self-nourishing, self-cleansing, so that we can stay connected to that deep well and be restored again and again as we continue to work towards transformation and healing on a global scale. And as inspiration, I'm going to play another song by Sarah Thompson, and it's the song from the album Somewhere to Begin is the name of the song and of the CD. And I want you to think about this for yourself and understand and know that you can begin anywhere. Begin with your self-healing, begin with your soul song, and out of that nourishment, move through the world and change what needs to be changed. So let's go to the song by Sarah Thompson.
People say to me, oh, you gotta be crazy. How can you sing in times like these? Don't you read the news? Don't you know the score? How can you sing when so many others grieve? People say to me, what kind of fool believes that a song will make a difference in the end? By way of a reply, I say a fool such as I, who sees a song as somewhere to begin. A song is somewhere to begin. The search for something worth believing in. If changes are to come, there are things that must be done. And a song is somewhere to begin. And people say to me, you gotta be crazy. How can you dream in times like these? Don't you read the news? Don't you know the score? How can you dream when so many others grieve? People say to me, what kind of fool that a dream will make a difference in the end? By way of a reply, I say a fool such as I, who sees a dream as somewhere to begin. A dream is somewhere to begin. The search for something believing in. If changes are to come, there are things that must be done. And a dream is somewhere to begin. And people say to me, oh, you gotta be crazy. How can you love in times like these? Don't you read the news? Don't you know the score? How can you love when so many others grieve? People say to me, what kind of fool believes that love will make a difference in the end? By way of a reply, I say a fool such as I, who sees love as somewhere to begin. Love is somewhere to begin. The search for something worth believing in. If changes are to come, there are things love is somewhere, and a dream is somewhere, and a song is somewhere to begin.
And that was Sarah Thompson, and this is one of my favorite songs ever, Somewhere to Begin, because it can be so easy to be overwhelmed by what we see going on in the world, and to be overwhelmed by the challenges that appear to be before us. But we can start. We can take that first step. We can take that first breath. We can take that first action towards making a difference in our lives and in the world. Now, there's a lot that we can do in terms of supporting and sustaining the efforts at Standing Rock. For those of you who would like to find out more, you can go to the website, standingwithstandingrock.net. Standwithstandingrock.net. And if you go to /takeaction, you'll find a petition that you can sign to President Obama. Thank you for temporarily halting the Dakota Access Pipeline. Now stop it permanently. For those of you who would like to donate, you can also do that at the standwithstandingrock.net website. I'm sure you can find other places. Excuse me. You'll find other places and means to support that particular effort. And as I said, one of the things we can do is begin to write and Twitter and do all the things that we can do to support and sustain this effort and any effort that we feel we can give our energy to. And I encourage all of us to do that. And the other side of the coin is for us to maintain within ourselves a presence of being and a sense of sacredness in who we are and in our own divine place in the world. Because as we hold that energy inside of ourselves and fill our heart with our own song, with our own dream, with our own prayer for transformation, that energy comes into unity with all of us who are doing that. And it has an impact on how the world moves forward. So it's important that we don't slip into anger and slip into fear. We can recognize the things that need to be changed, but when we slip into that energy gives it strength. And when we can stand back from being angry or being fearful and move into the wholeness of heart, then we give strength to the positive transformation. So on a very personal level, we can begin to engage in the world in a way that makes life more positive and that adds to the energy of healing and transformation. I invite you all to think about doing that, to engage in that way. And by way of my own work in the world, we did have our spiritual support group meeting this past week. The last group of the year will be next month, December 21st. So I encourage you to get involved in that way. We do these kind of meditations and we talk through some of the issues we have in our life and just support each other in sustaining that sacredness within our lives. For those of you who would like to learn more about the moving meditation practice that I offer, you can do that by going to the website qigongonline.net. That's qigongonline.net. And you will see there information about the practices. There are some videos there. And you will also see the current and upcoming classes that I am offering at the moment. You could also go to the healing website, which is Katherine.one, KATHRYN.one, Katherine.one, and you will be able to see about some of the other work that I'm doing and making available for people. I welcome you to do that. Or you can inquire by email. My email is heartofmindradio@gmail.com, heartofmindradio@gmail.com. I do have a moving meditation class coming up tomorrow. It's at 3:00 at Studio Maya in Brooklyn. If you want information on that, you can email or call 347-480-1694. And I'd be happy to send you any information. And I invite you to go to the website, trn.fm. You'll see the connections, the links for Standing Rock. And if you look back, you'll find some connections to how you might reach me as well. But I want to thank you for joining me this morning. I invite you to stay tuned for more great programming throughout the day and return next Friday morning at 10 a.m. for Heart of Mind Radio. Bye for now.